smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of our discussion talking about oaths. And Pastor Jeff, I got a text message for a question for you. How can a dual citizen take the U.S. citizenship oath? Many of them seem to conflict. What would you answer or say to that question?
I agree. I don't know how they can do that either. When you look at the oath, you're supposed to absolutely entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty. How can you? I would suggest that we rethink this whole notion of dual citizenship. I don't like that.
Are you an American? And the other problem I have, dual citizenship, if you are citizen of another country, you can't vote in our elections just because you're a dual citizen. How do you handle the voting thing? Because you're technically, according to the SAVE Act and other things that's even in our U.S. Constitution already, you can't vote if you're a citizen of another country.
I don't know.
I know that's
a
real conundrum.
I would say. Yeah, we're Americans. Americans first. Doesn't mean we don't have allies, but it means we're Americans. And this is what binds, that's why we have contracts. That's why we are bound, tied up. Kind of always say, well, you're saying I lose some of my freedom. Well, yes, in a way, right? Again, John Locke, the theory of the whose ideas prompted Jefferson and all the founders believed in the ideas of John Locke. Our country is founded on this idea. I mean, it's so was the Mayflower Compact of 1620, which preceded the writings of John Locke. But to have security, stability, we collectively consent to form a civil society, a government. So you voluntarily trade some of your absolute freedom for the protection of your individual rights. We're right on spring break. We just got on spring break. So I like spring break, but I don't like it because everybody takes their vacations. Our attendance on Sunday won't be high. Everybody starts taking
out. Happens all the time.
Rusty, we lost your microphone.
Yeah, just a second.
There you go. You're back.
I dropped my
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No, so no people problem. Take off. People take off on vacation, and I don't like it. So well, I'm free to go. Of course you are. Of course you're free to go. We don't have nobody signs up to. But we got like five different families or six that are going to be gone, and we don't have a piano player.
Whoa!
So you're going to hear me sing a lot. That's just the way it works. So that's just the way it is on Sunday. Okay. Well, you're free to go. Yeah. Well, what happens? What happens to the rest of us when we're here holding the bag here? You get that?
Right.
But when you have a government, Okay, well, you're part of our country. We hold our country together. That's why I put a post on Facebook recently about Barack Obama. I'll tell you the story. My oldest son was in the Marines, and in 2009, his unit was invited to the White House, and Barack Obama gave a speech to the Marines. They're headed off toward Iraq, and then he came by and shook hands with a bunch of them, including my son, Spencer. And he shook hands with them, and he sent me a text. And he said, my son did, I just shook hands with the president. Wow. Shook hands with Barack Obama? The president? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty cool. He was the president of the United States. I support the country. Oh, you're a Barack Obama fan. No, I'm not. No, I kind of like, truly, I kind of liked the way President Obama, he was kind of cool. You know what I mean? But I didn't support his policies. But I support the president, the office of the president, and right. I support our country. We want to hold our country together. So we don't, you know, this past week, and this is part of why I'm doing this, I was on Facebook, and a couple of independent Baptist preachers were lambasting each other because they disagreed on a certain point. I said, why are you guys doing this? You know, can't you just disagree a little bit more
civilly,
a little bit better? Yeah, civilly. Right. You know, we don't want to break up. See, we don't want the country to break up. We don't want our state to break up. We don't want the Republican Party to break up. And one of the biggest reasons, I mean, this is, I got a few more oaths I could give you, but I'll bring this up now. I mean, it's this guy now who was in, I'm sure you've talked about it, although I haven't heard you, who resigned because from the administration because he disagreed with the policies of with our going to war with Iran, right? Have you discussed him at all?
Yep, absolutely. You know,
what's his name? Kent, was it?
Yep.
And so now he's going to break apart from the administration. I can't in good conscience serve here. Okay, look, Donald Trump's the president of the United States. And you took this job you went a step further than just being an American. You took this job being part of the administration. He is the boss. He is the chief executive. He's the head of the executive branch. I do realize there is a legitimate conflict, or at least, better word, tension between what the Constitution says about who can declare war, only Congress, and what the Constitution says, who's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the president. Article 1, Congress. Article 2, the president, the chief executive. There's a tension there. The way this is now working out in history, it is now, since Vietnam, the president can take us to war, but only the Congress can keep us in war. That's kind of the way it's worked out. And when the Congress voted last week, I think it was, to not invoke the War Powers Act, it is in essence, an endorsement of the Iranian war. Just the way it's the way history has now worked. Now, you may disagree with it, and you might be right. Did our founders actually envision the president having the constitutional authority to take us to war? No, I don't think they did. But over the decades, that's kind of what has happened, and all the presidents have done it. I shouldn't say all, but all the presidents since Jimmy Carter have done it. They've all done it. And back up. All the presidents since JFK have done it. I mean, they've kind of gotten us involved in wars, and it was up to the Congress to either endorse it or not fund it. And this Congress voted to not to endorse it, but they didn't vote to not fund it. And so it's a de facto, we're in a state of war now. It's just the way it works. We are in a war. Now, and you can say that shouldn't be. That's not the way it was originally written.
I have a question. According to the president, he says we are not at war because we are still within the first 60 days, according to the War's Power Act. He said once he gets beyond 60 days, if it goes that long, he will then have to go to Congress to get an actual declaration of war. But he says he has full authority under the War's Power Act to do military strikes that he feels jeopardizes our national security. And that's the basis under which he's operating. Do you know anything about the War's Power Act?
Yes, I know. I mean, it was designed, I think it was, somebody should look this up, during the Vietnam era to prevent us, the president, from taking us into wars by himself. However, sure, as I said, historically, how that's played out now is if the Congress doesn't stop it, it used to be Congress had to declare it, then we went to war. Now, if Congress doesn't stop it, the president can take us into war. And the President Trump or President Clinton or whoever can say, well, we're not in a war. What are all these things falling from the sky, blowing things up? I mean, that's kind of like war, isn't it? I mean, and then we quibble about what exactly is a war, I suppose. Okay, fine. But yeah, we're in a war. And Congress can stop it, or and if it doesn't stop it, it's de facto endorsing it. And I may not like that, but that is the way it's been. And here's the bigger, the larger point, in my view. I'm supporting the president. Do I trust his judgment? Yes, I do. And Hegseth, yes. Marco Rubio, yes. Those three especially, I trust their judgment. I'm not quite so much trusting J.D. Vance. He's okay, good guy. But I'm not quite so much trusting him. But he's not the president. He's the vice president. I'm not a betting man. But if I were a betting man, when they're having these discussions about what to do about Iran and nuclear weapons and what should we do, J.D. Vance is more leans a little bit more toward isolationism. Not just America first, but isolationism. Marco Rubio, who's America first guy, but he's not an isolationist at all. And so I would have loved to have heard all the discussions. But give J.D. Vance credit. He hasn't resigned. Hey, I'm the vice president. When the president makes the call, we stick with the president.
Absolutely.
I mean, if I'm going on to the cabinet of President Trump, I got to be expected. Hey, I'm going to give allegiance to this administration. And if President Trump throws me off and throws me under the bus, which he does sometimes do, I just got to take it, keep my mouth closed and say it was an honor to serve with you. Everybody knows President Trump. He is the leader. There is no maybes about that. Everybody can see that. He's the leader. Hey, let's hold it together. In essence, when you came on board, you made it. I don't know if they had an oath, but I've got to believe that President Trump says, are you going to support me and my decisions that I make? And if you said yes, that's your oath, in a sense. To
right.
Degree.
Your pledge. Your pledge. Yep.
Your pledge.
Yep.
And you guys hold to that. Hold the administration together. Listen, and people don't see this. Yes. Rand Paul doesn't see it, who I liked. By you not supporting the president here, in essence, you're supporting the Democrats. In essence. In reality.
In essence. In reality. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep.
Final segment. We'll wrap this up. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Final thoughts, Pastor Chatfield, that you'd like to put into this segment?
Yeah, hold it together. That's why you support the president. I mean, we've kind of pledged that. I mean, you're Republican. Just hold the party together. Oh, I don't like the establishment. Hey, every party gets in a establishment. We got to, yes, I mean, Randy and your listeners are the grassroots part, but they're a part of the larger Republican Party of people that drink martinis and so on and so forth. And so you hold the coalition together. You hold the Republican Party together. You hold the administration together. Who's the leader of the administration? President Trump. He's the guy we voted for. Well, I don't agree with this Iranian war. Well, okay. So you're gonna help the Democrats then, eh? First of all, I do support the war. I do support President Trump. I trust his judgment. I always use this as an illustration. When President Abraham, when he was elected president in 1860, I mean, he had a massive task. He had to hold the country together. He had to hold the Republican Party together. He had to hold his administration together. He had to hold his family together. His wife was kind of not... she was, and later became literally insane. They lost a child during his first 4 years. I mean, he had to hold it all together. If he'd have quit and given up, the country would have collapsed. We wouldn't have a freedom. We would not have won World War II. I mean, the military requires oaths. Okay, you're in. Stay in it. You're married. Stay in it. You go to church. Stay in it. You're in the administration. Stay in it. And we require these oaths to kind of bind us up to stay in it. I'm amazed at how many people that love, so supposedly said they love President Trump. And then he does something they disagree with and they're out. They're out.
But you know what? I don't think that's happening because even CNN... they have this political analyst, and he does these polls with various companies, newspapers and organizations. He came out 2 days ago and they surveyed MAGA supporters. MAGA. He said 100%. Every person that they polled, it was like over 1,000 people, claimed to be MAGA supporters, absolutely supporting President Trump's actions in Iran to zero. He says, you can never get a group of people, 1,000 people or more, to agree on anything. But they're right here with the president. They're totally supporting him, totally supporting what he's doing in Iran. And the other thing that these people don't understand, we have been having problems with the Straits of Hormuz forever. And they affect the European market. We don't get our oil through there. We get like 1 or 2%. I mean, it's minimal that we get through there. It is Europeans, China, all these other countries get it. And Trump says, you know what? If we free up that strait and we get things flowing with a new government, a new regime or whatever, he said the world global supply of oil will go down because there will be so much supply flowing. The prices will be down to $2 a gallon here within probably a year or so. If the world would just understand what he's doing and what's ultimately going to end up happening, it's going to be better for everybody in the world. So
I agree. I agree. You're making your arguments on the merit, which I agree with. But sure. Even if I didn't agree with the merit, this is the president. He is in charge of the administration. It's either him or the mayor of New York. Which way are you going to go here? Okay. Which way? Who are you supporting here? You got to pick a side. I support the president. Now, if I was in the if I was in a cabinet meeting and they were discussing these things, maybe I'd argue this, that, and the other for doing something different. But once the president makes the call, you go with the call. It's like a basketball team. Okay, guys, here it is. 15 seconds. Here's the play we're going to have. Hey, man, he's the coach. He made the call. Do what he said. It's the only way you win.
Yeah.
Hold it together. And that the whole country is based upon that. Society in general is based on that. The Declaration of Independence, our Constitution. Hold to that. And I just have run into people who say, well, I don't support him anymore. Wow. I mean, oh, so you're undermining the president. You're undermining decency. The president, I support almost everything he does. So I don't support everything he says because he doesn't always talk very nice. But nevertheless,
did you see that press conference with the prime minister of Japan yesterday in the Oval Office? Did you catch that?
No, I did not.
Well,
watching too much basketball.
Really frail, cute little old lady is the way I'm going to describe her, and she's very professionally dressed and sitting very prim and proper and shaking hands and taking pictures. And then Trump decided to take questions from the media. And one of the Japanese news reporters spoke very well, very good English, said, Mr. President, why didn't you inform Japan and Europe about your attack against Iran? And President Trump said, well, we wanted to have the element of surprise. And if we had told other countries, it would have leaked out and we wouldn't have had that element of surprise. He said, but I got a question for you. Why didn't you tell us about Pearl Harbor? It was great. You got to check. Yeah. It's all over YouTube. Yeah. all right. Well, so we're going to be preaching on Sunday from 11 to noon.
Look forward to it. Amen.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you, Randy.
For listening. You're welcome, sir. Defending Fathers with